is an Auburn Network production. Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, and Googe Performing Arts Center.
Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Mountain High Outfitters, Gutter Pro, and University Ace Hardware.
Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Auburn High School Basketball, Jacob Goins.
For the first time in postseason play, we are live inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium on the campus of Auburn High School in Auburn, Alabama, as your Auburn High Tigers are set to host the Opelika Bulldogs for the area semifinals. Hello, Tiger fans. I'm Jacob Goins. It's going to be a fun one here inside of Auburn High as the Tigers and the Dogs come together for the third time this season. Auburn swept Opelika 2-0 in the regular season for the varsity girls, but tonight, none of that matters. One game to determine your season, one game will say it all. If you win tonight, you move on to the area championship game on Friday. You also automatically qualify for the regional tournament next week. If you lose here tonight, your season is over. Doesn't matter what your record is, doesn't matter what your feelings are. You win tonight, you move on. You lose, and the season comes to a close. We tell you more about that, plus what you need to know between Auburn and Opelika. Varsity girls game here tonight on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama, a steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Back here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium, where we're getting you ready for tip-off between Auburn and Opelika here on the varsity girls side of things. Girls tonight, boys tomorrow, but we're here at home tonight as Auburn High 6-0 in area play. They won the regular season title. They also won the right to host the area tournament here at Auburn High School. Auburn and Opelika up first. Central and Smith Station are to play after. The winners of those two games, they'll come together on Friday night and play for the area championship game. But we told you that tonight is the all-important one. You have to win the first game of the area tournament, because if you don't, your season comes to an end. Auburn 20-3 on the year already, 6-0 in area play. Again, regular season champions. Opelika 8-15 this season, 1-5 in area play. Auburn the 1 seed, Opelika the 4, and we're just about ready for tip-off. We'll get starting lineups and opening tip right after this. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W. Lee.
The Googe Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Tzatziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
Time now for your Auburn Bank starting lineup. They're brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. We'll start with the Lady Dogs from Opelika. Again, 8-15 on the season, just 1-5 in Area 4 play. The 4 seed here in tonight's area tournament. Starting at 4, Opelika. Wearing number 1 is Lyric Mitchell. Wearing number 2 is London Gardner. Wearing number 5 is Zion Fears. Wearing number 10 is McKinley Covington. And number 22 is Kennedy Caldwell. So again, Mitchell wearing 1, Gardner wearing 2, Fears wearing 5, Covington wearing 10, and Caldwell wearing number 22. And the starting lineups for your Auburn High School Tigers. Again, they're brought to you by Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. The story of our last game against Park Crossing is number 0, Caden Carr. Had 9 made threes in that game. Ties a program record for threes made in a game. Caden Carr, wearing number 0, gets the start tonight at the guard spot. Wearing number 2 is the senior, Anavia Nouns. Wearing number 11, she'll play down low. The freshman is Hannah Shepherd. Starting at guard, the Stephen F. Austin signee. The senior, wearing number 20, is Braylee Winfrey. And wearing number 33, playing down low, is Bella Paul. So again, Caden Carr, Anavia Nouns, Hannah Shepherd, Braylee Winfrey, and Bella Paul, your starting 5 for the Auburn High School Tigers. And we're just about ready to go between Auburn and Opelika, and we're ready for tip-off on the Auburn High Sports Network.
It's game time on 96.3 W Lee. The first half of AHS basketball is presented by Russell Building Supply.
Tigers going left to right. Dogs going right to left. Opelika, the varsity girls, will have black on top, black on bottom, with Opelika written in white script across the front and red numbers on front and back. For your Auburn High Tigers, white on top, white on bottom, blue numbers on front and back with the blue tiger paw on the front as well and the blue trim going down the side. I'm your man, Jacob Goins. I appreciate you being with me here on this Wednesday evening, just past the 5 o'clock hour here on 96.3 W Lee, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app. As Auburn and Opelika and the varsity girls, they meet for the third time this year. This one, the all-important one. Area semis are underway inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. And then a travel as Opelika wins the tip. Couldn't remember which direction she was going and travels on the sideline. So Opelika wins the tip, but Auburn will start the game with the basketball moving left to right on your radio dial. Caden Carr had 9 made threes in this gym last time we were here. She'll hand off to Anavia Nelms. She gets to the lane and dribble penetration and scores, does Anavia Nelms. And the Tigers start with a bucket, 2-0 in the first 15 seconds. Full court press for Auburn off the make. Right to left goes Opelika. Gets across the 10-second line. Finds nobody except a Tiger. Ahead for Braylee Winfrey. Off the feed from Hannah Shepherd. And it's 4-0 just like that for Auburn. And a 30-second timeout called by Opelika. They've seen enough. We're not even 30 seconds into the game. And they call a timeout on the floor. We're going to leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. But I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification on 96.3 W Lee.
96.3 W Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W Lee.
4-0. Auburn leads Opelika. We're just underway here in the varsity girls game. Area 4 semifinal game in the area tournament. Win or go home here tonight. I'm your man, Jacob Goins. Appreciate you being with us. Auburn puts on another full court press against Opelika. They bring the basketball up the floor from our right to our left. They're in the half court for the first time. Pump fake, a near carry in the lane. Cross court pass on the right hand side. Feeds to the far corner, down in front of head coach Courtney Pritchett for Auburn High School. Opelika with the basketball. Trap in the far corner. Winfrey and Carr trying to get a hand on it, and they do. Carr, lob pass ahead for Winfrey. It was a little short and stolen by Opelika. They've got it at the half court line. In the half court now to our left. Dribble drive, kick to the corner. Now dribble baseline. Sheds the defender. Throws it up and good. Good play from McKinley Covington to shed the defender up and tough for two, and it's 4-2 Auburn lead. 6.5 to play, opening corner. Auburn on their second offensive possession. Cross-court pass. Carr for three. No, left it short. Hannah Shepherd, the freshman, pulls down the board. Back out for Carr. Cross-court pass. That's Nelms for three. Yes! Inavia Nelms has 5 of the 7 for Auburn, and Auburn's lead is 5 over Opelika as we put on 2 points in this first, or 2 minutes rather, in this first quarter. Here comes Opelika, right to left, breaks the press, in the lane, layup short, rebound Caden Carr. Tigers look to push left to right on your radio dial. Salmon color shoes for Caden Carr. She's worn them all season. They've been good luck for her. Had 30-plus in this gym last time, her and Braylee Winfrey. Can she hit this three from straight away? No. Left that one short, too. Rebound knocked around. Shepherd comes up with it. She falls down on the putback. Won't fall. But she was hacked on the way up, and Hannah Shepherd earns her way to the free throw line. Last time in this gym, Caden Carr and Braylee Winfrey both had 30-plus. Believe the final count came to 34 apiece. And again, Caden Carr with 9 made threes in that game for 0 in White, the junior. So you get her for another season. You hope to get her for a lot more postseason play as Hannah Shepherd comes up short on the first free throw. Tied a program record for made threes in a game with 9, did Caden Carr. And then Braylee Winfrey pours in 34 points herself. So two great performances by the guards against Park Crossing in our regular season finale. Hannah Shepherd steps up, splits a pair, and Auburn leads 8-2. Ball nearly knocked out of bounds right here in front of us. Good effort by Hannah Shepherd, trying to pressure that basketball, trying to steal that basketball. Unable to do so. It will be Opelika inbound on the sideline or right here to our right. And they are moving right to left on your radio dial. Tigers lead 8-2, 5:45 to play first quarter. Opelika breaks the press, bounce pass underneath, shoeshiner pass out of bounds. And they say it was off of an Auburn Tiger. I don't see how that's possible. It kicked off the shin of a Bulldog, but we'll stay in the half court to our left. Opelika basketball. 5:39 to play. First quarter, Auburn leads 8-2 over Opelika. Inbound pass was tipped right back to the inbounder who caught it. Was London Gardner and had nowhere to go. She steps out of bounds, shrugs her shoulders, and Auburn will gain possession. 8-2 our score. 5.5 first quarter, Auburn leading Opelika here in the varsity girls game area semifinals. Win or go home tonight. Post feed for Shepherd. Sheds the defender off the glass for two. Hannah Shepherd picks up her first made field goal. She's got 3. Auburn's lead is now 8, the largest in the game. Bulldogs trying to feed it down low, can't do so. Hannah Shepherd, a baseball pass ahead, goes out of bounds off of a Bulldog. Love the effort there from 11 and White. Rare back and threw a fastball. But it is tipped out of bounds by the Dogs, so Opelika unable to come up with the steal. Auburn will retain possession. Bella Paul sits down. Jalen White, the eighth grader, is in for the first time wearing 5 and white. Winfrey at the top, gets to the free throw line, fakes the shot, dumps to Shepherd, who banks it in again. Oh, man, what a play. Winfrey gets to the free throw line where she's so dangerous, dumps it down low, and now Shepherd steals the pass. Here's Auburn in the half court to our right. Nelms with contact, can't finish. Jalen White is there, cleans it up, can't get the bucket, but she's heading to the line for two. Jalen White has really started to play well. for this Auburn High team. Her and Bella Paul, Hannah Shepherd, is in there as well. They've all started to play good basketball here down the stretch. And Jalen White, she loves playing Opelika. She had 8 the first time, 9 the second time against the Dogs in a 2-game sweep against Opelika, and cannot connect on the first free throw. Again, this is the area tournament semifinals, where the winner moves on to the championship game on Friday. The winner also punches their ticket to the regional tournament automatically, no matter what happens in the area championship game. Loser season comes to an end. Jalen goes over at the free throw line. Opelika moving right to left on your radio dial. Elbow jumper left open, maybe for a good reason, and Opelika comes up with the board. At the top, it's McKinley Covington. She has the only bucket for Opelika, the only 2 points for Opelika as well. The deficit is 10 for the Dogs. 4.5 to play, counting down first quarter. Ball's at the top, fed to the left-hand wing. Guarded by Hannah Shepherd, forces it at the top. That's a long two that Winfrey blocked. Winfrey got a piece of it, and here comes Auburn running left to right. Kaden Carr across the timeline. Hesitation, barrels into a defender. No call, we play on. Winfrey with the basketball. Double team now, triple team. No look pass. Carr for three. No. And the rebound comes out to Lyric Mitchell, who looks to push. Mitchell on the far side. Has it on the right-hand wing. Feeds to the top. No hesitation. Lets it fly. Banked in three. Won't fall. Rebound fought for. Jalen White can't come up with it, and then she fouls. That's good effort in there by a couple of players. That is 20 in red, or 20 in black, rather, for Opelika. With Jay-Z Agee in there, wearing 20. So Opelika retains possession in the half court to our left. They trail Auburn by 10. 3:40 counting down, first quarter. Dribbled at the top into the semicircle. Cut off by Anavia Nouns. And a foul is going to be called in the lane. Believe they're going to get a hip check foul on Anavia. They did. And her first foul. It'll be the second foul on Auburn in this quarter. 3:35 to play. First frame. Auburn 12. Opelika 2. Couple of subs come in. Claire Barber subs in wearing 3 in black for Opelika. Though inbound on the left-hand sideline in front of their own basket, trying to direct traffic, finally gets it in. Agee receives it. Now back to the top. That's Kennedy Caldwell. Almost stolen a pass. Claire Barber will rip it from three. Banks it home. 3-point field goal. Claire Barber steps in and knocks down a big shot. She was quiet in the 2 games against Auburn so far this season. A combined 4 points. She's got 3 already. And then a push foul on Braylee Winfrey, the ball handler, on the far side of the floor. Uses that off arm. We see Braylee get called for that every now and then. Probably about every other game, Braylee gets called for that off arm shove. It's a 50-50 call, but Braylee's got to know. Can't be as aggressive with it. So she gets called for the offensive foul. Opelika now with the basketball again. Moving right to left on your radio dial. Trailing by 7. Wild shot in the lane. Pulls down the board. Does Kaden Carr. Here she comes with 3 to play in the first. Dribble across the timeline. Winfrey steps in. That's a 3. No. Too strong. Long rebound comes to Anavia. She saves it for the Tigers. Dumps it down low. Nobody home but a Bulldog. Opelika trying to dribble through some press. They throw a home run pass. It's tipped out of bounds by Winfrey, which will stop this game in its tracks. With 2:47 to play, first quarter, Pearl Simmons subs in, and Anavia Nelms takes a seat. 12-5 is Auburn's lead, first quarter, here in the varsity girls game. We're inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. And got a big bump on our scores table here. As Auburn then steals the pass. Here's Braylee Winfrey. Coast to coast, it's gone. Braylee Winfrey gets her second bucket of the game. She's got 4. Auburn's lead is back up to 9. Here come the Dogs. They break the press. Gets to the lane. Tough shot blocked by Winfrey. Out on a Bulldog, but no, they say it's out on Auburn High School. That's now 2 blocks for Braylee Winfrey in this first quarter. As McKinley Covington subs back in, Claire Barber sits down. Head coach Courtney Pritchett barking orders on the far side. His team leads by 9 with 2.5 to play in the first quarter. Opelika gets it out to the top. That's Covington. Tough shot in the lane. All sorts of contested. And does not fall. Kaden Carr pulls down another rebound. 2:15 to play. Opening quarter. Auburn leads 14-5 over Opelika. Here in the girls' area semifinals. Carr at the top. Tigers looking to set up the offense. Can't do so. Timeout called by head coach Courtney Pritchett. Full timeout called. Head coach Courtney Pritchett is livid. It is Keely Levin who's getting the receiving end of it right now. 23 and white. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one with them. 14-5 as Auburn's lead over Opelika. We're back in 30 seconds here on 96.3 W Lee.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Auburn High Basketball is on.
96-3 W Lee.
2:03 to play in the opening quarter. Auburn leading 14-5 over Opelika here in the varsity girls game. Coming out of the timeout, Caden Carr comes up short on a layup. And here comes Opelika looking to run and stay in the ballgame. And fouled on the layup is Kamora Johnson. So she will head to the free throw line. And the first free throws for Opelika belong to Kamora Johnson. Auburn 2-0 this season are the varsity girls against Opelika as the first free throw rattles home for Kamora. Auburn 2-0 against Opelika, and both games have been routes. The first win was here on this floor on senior night when Auburn took down Opelika 74-21. The second game was at Opelika where Auburn won by 40. So for those of you keeping up and doing the math at home, that's a combined 53-point margin of victory for Auburn in their two games against Opelika. But Kamora Johnson goes to the line, knocks down a pair. Opelika's back within seven. Screen at the top for Caden Carr, dumps down low. That's a jumper on the low block. Is pure by Hannah Shepherd. She's got seven in the opening frame, one of her best quarters we've seen so far. As Hannah Shepherd has been quiet against Opelika. Had six the first time, was scoreless the second time. She's up to seven already, and Auburn's lead is back up to nine. 1:15 to play, first quarter. Opelika moving right to left, joined your radio dial. In the half court, gets to the lane, kicks out for an open three. High arcing shots and air ball. Keely Levitt fights for the board, tosses it out to Caden Carr, who can't come up with it. Opelika gets a three out of it, and two strong rebound, Caden Carr. Her fourth board of this first quarter. We're under a minute to play. Carr pushes, splits the defense, kicks to the wing. Anavia for three. Yes, sir. Anavia Downs knocks down her second three of the game. She's got eight, and Auburn's back up by double digits. 19-7 is Auburn's lead over Opelika. To the ball handler. Here comes Auburn. Anavia announced all by herself and lays it in for two. Give Anavia 10 in this first quarter. Talk about best quarters of the season. I think Anavia announced we're seeing it right now. She's got 10. Shepherd's got 7. Winfrey has 4. Tigers have 21. First layup not there. Put back attempt by Opelika's Gabby Brown, who's in the game for the first time. She wears number 4. She gets the put back to fall. Tigers in the half court to our right. Anavia with the ball at the top with 5. Now with 4. Calls out the offense with 2. Kicks to the corner. 3 at the buzzer. Yes! Anavia kicks to Caden Carr and buries it at the buzzer. Her first bucket of the first quarter is a big one for Caden Carr. It's 24-9 Auburn over Opelika. We head to the second quarter here on 96.3 W Lee.
Hunting season is here, and Winter Timber Outdoors has everything you need to make it your best one yet. With legendary shotguns and rifles from Benelli, Beretta, Rite, CZ, Winchester, Browning, Ruger, Savage, Christensen, and Bergara. Load up on Dove and Duck shells from Migra, Rogue, Apex, Rio, and Heavy Shots. Plus, shop a full lineup of duck decoys and accessories from Heyday, Higdon, and Dive Bomb. Don't miss out. Come see us today at Winter Timber Outdoors in Auburn, across from the mall and right next to Walmart Neighborhood Markets.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W Lee. Go Tigers!
What a sequence to end the first quarter for Auburn, where offensively it wasn't your prettiest performance in terms of offensive sets and offensive plays, but yet you put up 24 in the first 8 minutes, and Anavi and Elms with a beautiful drive and dish to Caden Carr buries the three at the buzzer, and Auburn has a 24-9 lead as we begin the second quarter. I want to remind you that first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Russell DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. And Braylee Winfrey will penetrate the lane and gets to the bucket with ease. Braylee Winfrey had four in the first. She's got a layup here in the second, and Auburn extends its biggest lead. Right to left on your radio dial, Opelika has it in the half court. Dribbling on the far side is London Gardner. Dribble drive on Anavi and Elms. Cut off on the baseline. That's a travel, no call. Instead, it's a turnover. Here comes Braylee Winfrey. One on two. Gets to the lane and throws it up. It is good and a foul. Good and a foul. Braylee Winfrey is having herself a night so far. Give her eight and a chance at one more at the free throw line. Her first team. Just 34 seconds into the second quarter. Auburn up 28-9, can extend that lead to 30 with a converted and one opportunity for Braylee Winfrey. Braylee Winfrey, man, she plays so good every game, and she does so right there as she converts the end one opportunity. Braylee in the first game against Opelika had 19. Second game against Opelika had 24. She's well on her way to one of those types of performances tonight as Auburn picks up a ticky-tack foul. Believe it was Pearl. I think Pearl Simmons picked up that foul as Opelika trying to bring it up the floor. Again, dogs moving right to left, wearing black on top, black on bottom. Auburn moving left to right with white jerseys and shorts, and Opelika throws it away. Braylee Winfrey, Hannah Shepherd, Pearl Simmons, Bella Paul, and Avia Elms, the five on the floor to start this second quarter for head coach Courtney Pritchett. Winfrey calls out the offense on the right-hand side, dumps it down for Pearl Simmons on the low block, spins in the lane, goes up strong. She falls to the floor, no call. We play on. Dogs have numbers. They nearly throw it away. Somehow comes up with it, drags her feet, dumps it down low, and Opelika resets. Now at the top, swinging it around the world. At the top, free throw line, jumper high arcing shot. The bank is open for Kaylee Dowdell. She gets it to go. The first points for Opelika in the second quarter. It's 29-11 Auburn. 6.5 to play in the first half. 29 for Auburn, 11 for Opelika. Winfrey gets to the lane, but layup is too strong. She's begging for a foul as Opelika is trying to run the other way. Able to penetrate, get across the 10-second line. Now on the far side of the floor, dribble drive on Hannah Shepherd. Layup comes up short for Zion Fears. Shepherd may have got a piece of it. Left to right on your radio dial, Braylee Winfrey will jog it across. She's guarded now by Kimora Johnson. Just gets across the blue and white A of Auburn High School. Here at center court, Pearl Simmons has it in the near corner. Spins in the lane. Tough shot is good. And a foul. Pearl Simmons, she's got a chance at one more. And a couple of three-point plays for the Tigers here in the second quarter. Man, Auburn is just playing so good offensively right now as they have down the stretch. Again, the offensive sets have looked much better here in this second quarter compared to the first. And when this team gets on a roll offensively, man, there's not a team in the state that can stop them. And cannot convert is Pearl Simmons. Rebound knocked out of bounds off of Jalen White, who just subbed in for Hannah Shepherd. So she's on the floor. Caden Carr, Braylee Winfrey, Pearl Simmons, Bella Paul, along with Jalen White, the five for head coach Courtney Pritchett. 2 minutes in to the second quarter, and Auburn leads Opelika by 20 in the area semifinals. Dribbling out the top is Lyric Mitchell. Hands off for 24. That's Kaylee Dowdell. Gets to the left-hand side of the lane, and she is fouled on the way up. So 24 in black will head to the free throw line. That foul's on number 12, Pearl Simmons. We talked in both games against Opelika. Again, Auburn with a 93-point margin of victory combined in those two games. I wrote it down wrong in my notes. I was so blown away by both performances. Kaylee Dowdell comes up short on the first, because you beat Opelika by 53 the first time and 40 the second time. So, yes, 90-plus points that you have beat Opelika by so far this season. But we talked about it. I don't know what was more impressive, the 74 and 72 points that you put up in those games or the 21 and 32 points you only gave up in those games respectively. 0-for-2 trip for Kaylee Dowdell. Tigers have it in the half court to our right. Caden Carr runs point at the top, looks for a screen from Bella, doesn't get it. Sophie Arrington subs into the ball game for the first time, looks to go down low to Bella Paul. She does. Drop step and a travel. The drop step for Bella Paul. And a travel is called on 33 and White. 5:24 to play first half. Auburn's lead is 20, 31-11 over Opelika. Bulldogs have it right to left on your radio dial. They're in the half court. Backdoor cut is cut off by Bella Paul, and another steal for the Tigers. Sophie Arrington's going to run point here a little bit. Looks for the screen at the top. Instead, she surges ahead. Gets to the lane. Euro step high off the backboard. No. Good look for Sophie Arrington. Just didn't fall. But a rebound by Bella into Caden Carr. Layup is no good. Rebound tipped around. Arrington comes up with it. Back to Carr. Underneath. Layup won't fall. Caden Carr cannot buy one inside the lane. And Auburn comes up short after three attempts at that end. 31-11. Auburn has the lead, but Opelika has the basketball. Right to left on your radio dial. High arcing elbow jumper cannot be banked home. And Auburn grabs the rebound again and looks to slow it down with Caden Carr. So hand off to Sophie Arrington at the top. Again, Tigers moving left to right as we look at it. Hand off to Carr into the lane. Kicks to Jalen White. 18-foot jumper is gone. You don't see that often by Jalen White, but that's an arsenal she's added to her game. My goodness, what a shot from 5 and White, the eighth grader who cannot wipe the smile off her face right now as her bench is letting her have it in a good way. Tigers give up 2 points. As Covington knocks it down in the lane, she's got 4 of the 13 for Opelika. Auburn's lead remains at 20. With under 4 to play, Arrington dumps down low. Bella Paul goes up strong, finishes through contact, no call. But Bella gets on the board, does 33 and White. The seventh Tiger to score in this first half. Auburn leads by 22. Opelika working it around the perimeter. They've got it at the top with Lyric Mitchell. Had her ball stolen away, poked by Caden Carr, and in the hands of Brantley Winfrey. One on two, kicks to the corner. Maybe she had it poked away and out of bounds off of Opelika. And it stays right here with Auburn High. As Reagan Smalls will come in, Jalen White. Oh, my goodness, a near platoon swap for Auburn. Four sit down, four come in. And so for Auburn right now, it is Morgan Allen, Sophie Arrington, Reagan Smalls, Keely Levitt, and Jada Williams, the five on the floor for head coach Courtney Pritchett and the Auburn High Tigers. 3:23 to play in the first half. Reagan Smalls has it on the baseline and threw it away. Tried to feed Morgan Allen and threw it away. Here comes Opelika. 2-on-5 now. Auburn does a good job getting back. Wild shot in the lane, too strong. Rebound by Opelika. Putback shot was blocked. Out of bounds off of Opelika. So a good defensive set by the reserves for Auburn High, who have played a lot of minutes against Opelika this season and getting some significant ones right now. 35-13, Auburn leads. We approach 3 to play in the opening quarter of the varsity girls game here in the area semifinals. Arrington dribbles on the baseline, tries to feed Morgan Allen down low, and head coach Courtney Pritchett is not happy with the offensive sets he's seeing on that end of the floor. Auburn the 1 seed, Opelika the 4 seed. Both these teams coming off wins in their regular season finales. Tigers beat Park Crossing 78-37. Opelika beat Marion 68-61. So both teams with some confidence coming into tonight where their seasons are on the line. Spin move at the top of the lane. And a carry is going to be called on Kimora Johnson. You don't see it very often. That was an aggressive spin move. Says she carried the basketball to do so. So a turnover on Opelika. 35-13. Auburn leads Opelika here in the first half. with 2:40 to play in the varsity girls game. Tries to throw it into Arrington, saves it from going out of bounds. Tigers in the half court to our right. Looks for the screen at the top, doesn't get it. She's got it on the right-hand wing. Between the legs, dribble for Sophie Arrington. Again, the junior point guard for the Auburn High Tigers. Throws it in the lane. That is Keely Levitt, who is mauled as she catches it. And that foul is on the floor, I believe it is. And just the third on Opelika. And so it'll stay right here. No free throws just yet. It'll be a baseline right for the Tigers. Arrington will be the inbounder. Looking to go inside, not there. Finds Morgan Allen on the backdoor cut and went right through her fingertips. Had an open layup, didn't Morgan Allen, just couldn't come up with it. And the Tigers give it right back to Opelika with 2:22 to play in the first half. A reminder, that first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Russell DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Dribble drive on the right side of the lane. Had it stolen, did London Gardner. Here come the Tigers. Reagan Smalls ahead for Arrington. Gets to the lane. Eurostep left the layup short. Everything but the bucket for Sophie Arrington. Ball's on the floor. Body's on the floor. And the first jump ball of the game is called, and it goes to Opelika. .201 to play. First half, Auburn leads Opelika 35-13 here in the varsity girls game. As the Tigers put on a four-court press, Opelika tries to break it right to left, threw it away, out of bounds. Auburn was the last one to touch it. Trying to save it from going out of bounds was Keely Levitt. So good effort from 23 and White. You won't get mad at that by any means if you're head coach Courtney Pritchett. We'll try to talk to after the game. Win or lose for Auburn High. Opelika throws it into the backcourt as they're allowed to. London Gardner back across the half-court line. All sorts of pressure by Reagan Smalls. Dives on the floor, out of bounds, off of Reagan Smalls. But good effort by 3 in blue. She is all over London Gardner right now. That ball was tipped out at the scorer's table across from us. We sit on the roadside underneath the Auburn High A at the bottom of it. The official scorer's table is across from us here at half-court. And that's where the inbound will be for Opelika. Again, they're in the half court to our left. They try to throw it there. Instead, they go to the back court. And a bailout pass for 21 in black. Reagan Smalls cheats, can't steal the pass. In the lane, tough shot, too strong off the rim. Ball knocked around and finds the hands of a dog. Inside now, kicks to the corner. Open three for Opelika, no good. Rebound fought for by Jada Williams. 90 seconds to play in the second quarter. Williams has it on the right-hand side. Hands off to Sophie Arrington. She'll call out the offense. Auburn leads 35-13. Screen at the top. Arrington tries to go down low. It was blocked. Reagan Smalls comes up with it. Tough shot on the baseline. No good. Keely Levitt put back. No good. Rebound fought for in the hands of Opelika. They throw it away. Tipped by Williams. Out of bounds. It is Opelika basketball. 35-13, 68 seconds to play in this first half. Be sure you stick with us. We'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up in just a moment. 2-on-2 for Opelika as they try to break the press, and Morgan Allen comes up with a block or steal. We'll call it a bleal, if you will. And Auburn has possession left to right on your radio dial with under a minute to play in the first half and a 35-13 lead. Screen at the top. Arrington, pull up from the elbow, is gone. Sophie Arrington, no hesitation, power, dribble, pull up, and bang for 1 and White. And Auburn has its biggest lead, 37-13. Dogs moving right to left. As we look at it, they've got it on the far side of the floor. That's McKinley Covington. Gets to the lane. Tough shot, no good. Rebound Auburn. Reagan Smalls ahead for Jada Williams. Gets to the lane. Layup is good on a foul. Jada Williams gets it on the action as well. The third and one opportunity for Auburn in this quarter, and they're running away with it at Auburn High School. The ninth Auburn High Tiger to score in this first half, and the Tigers, thanks to the converted and one, have put up a 40-piece on Opelika in the first two corners of the area semifinals. Full-court press for Auburn. Right to left goes Opelika. They're able to break it 2-on-1. Bounce pass, layup. She smoked it. Arrington looks to push. Tigers in the half court to our right with 10. Arrington dribbles behind the back with 8. At the top with 7. Looks for some help and had it stolen. One-on-one for Opelika the other way. Tipped by Arrington. Ball's on the ground. Jump shot at the buzzer. No good. And we head to the locker room. 40-13. Auburn leads Opelika. We head to the half. Stick around. The Orthopedic Clinic halftime report is next here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our 3 offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
The half, your Auburn High Lady Tigers lead the Bulldogs of Opelika 40-13 here in the area semifinals. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika. To better serve you, you can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. 40-13. Yes, that score is correct, and it's right on par with what Auburn has done all season long against Opelika in the varsity girls game. Tigers came out hot. They get it to their best players, and they just put the pedal to the metal. And it has been a show here tonight. And what's crazy, right, if you were joining us throughout that first half, you know this is true. This is not one of Auburn's cleanest first halves that we've seen offensively. They've had a lot of miscues, a lot of turnovers, and a lot of missed shots close around the rim. This team doesn't do that all that often, and they also typically get a lot more made threes than they did in that first half as well. Good news is you didn't really need it because you're up 40-13. And again, this is the area tournament semifinals. This is the first playoff game of the year. You have to win it or your season is over. If you do win it, though, you automatically move on to the area championship game, which will be right here on this floor at Auburn High School Friday night for the girls area championship at 5:30, where the winner of Auburn Opelika will take on the winner of Smiths and Central. But right now it looks like it could be Auburn, but you've got 2 more quarters to try and get that done, and we'll get you all of that coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network. But let's go ahead and look at some of those halftime scoring stats. They're brought to you by Troy Bank and Trust, the best of a local community bank with the technology, tools, and resources of a regional one. Troy Bank and Trust, the only bank you'll ever need. We'll start with Opelika. here on the road. Their leading scorer is McKinley Covington. She had a bucket in each quarter, give her four. Claire Barber had a three in that first quarter. She's got three there. And then three dogs with two. Gabby Brown, Kamora Johnson, and Kaylee Dowdell. And Opelika struggling offensively with just 13 points. But in the two games this season, they've only scored 21 and 32 against Auburn. So pretty much on pace with what Auburn's been able to do defensively. But speaking of Auburn, let's do some scoring totals for them, huh? And leading all scorers, would you believe it? Anavia Nelms with 10 points in that first half. All of them coming in that first quarter. Brady Winfrey had 9. We know what she can do. Hannah Shepherd had 7 big points. All of those in the first quarter. And then a bunch of Tigers got in the scoring column. Caden Carr with 3. Jada Williams with 3. Arrington with 2. White with 2. Simmons with 2. And Bella Paul with 2 as well. Auburn leading Opelika 40-13. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. We're back right after this. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W Lee.
Happy New Year from owner Justin Quinn and his innovative team at Sensegreen HVAC and Insulation. Looking for a clean, comfortable retreat for your home this new year? Contact East Alabama's premier and most affordable Carrier dealer at 334-641-5450 or at Sensegreen.com. Now extending up to $1,500 off any new system through February, Sensegreen offers competitive financing for all their sensible green solutions. This winter, for air that is warm and clean, call Sensegreen with Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Welcome back into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report, where your Auburn High Tigers lead the Opelika Bulldogs in the varsity girls game 40-13 here in the area semifinals. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. And I challenged this Auburn High team pregame, and we are talking a little bit about, can you start strong and lock in? Because, look, if we know it and you know it, the girls know it too. The idea that Auburn has routed Opelika in both matchups this season. So the question was, can you erase those two games? Can you forget those two performances and just play good basketball here tonight where it is truly win or go home? I think Auburn has answered that call. I think Auburn has done a very good job of that. They seem to be locked in. They seem to be prepared, and they seem to be playing some pretty darn good basketball. They lead 40-13 over Opelika. Here are the varsity girls area semifinals. Auburn the 1 seed, Opelika the 4 seed, and we've got 2 quarters to determine who moves on to the area championship game. 40-13 is your score. This has been the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report as the third quarter's coming up right after this. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W Lee. This is the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Now let's get back to the action on 96.3 W Lee. The second half of AHS basketball is presented by Gooch Performing Arts Center.
Start of the third quarter here on the Auburn High Sports Network as Auburn leads Opelika in the varsity girls game area semifinals by a score of 40-13. I'm your man, Jacob Goins. I appreciate you being with me here on 96.3 W Lee, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app as the Tigers and the Dogs for the third time this season. Girls tonight, and guess what? The boys are tomorrow. And it's not scheduled that way. It's just how it planned out and how it panned out, rather, as Auburn and Opelika both matched up in the area tournaments. Girls are the one seed versus the four seed, and the boys, it's the two versus the three. So a little bit different, but you're playing the same teams for the third time this season. And the rivalry between Auburn and Opelika, we know how big that is and how important it is. And Auburn High girls looking to sweep the Dogs here in 25 and 26. And so I want to let you know the second half action of tonight's game is presented by the Gooch Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. See upcoming events at goochcenter.auburn.edu. Auburn leads 40-13 over Opelika as we begin the third quarter here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Tigers with the basketball, moving right to left on your radio dial. White uniform, white shorts as well. Opelika with the white tops and white, or black tops and black bottoms, rather. Brady Winfrey starts with a contested layup. It won't fall. Caden Carr tries to respond off the offensive rebound with a three. It won't fall either. Opelika has it stolen on the run out. Here comes Anavia Nelms, lost it in transition and off of the Dogs. 29 seconds into the third quarter, Auburn and Opelika, 40-13. The Tigers lead the Dogs. Nelms to trigger on the baseline, left. Kicks it to Caden Carr. They'll work it around the rainbow. Winfrey to the lane. Spin move. Lost it. Regains it. Up and good. Little kiss off the back iron for Brayley Winfrey. She adds to her 9-point total. She gets a start in the third quarter. Opelika on offense for the first time in the third frame. They trail 42-13 as we're just about a minute in, nearly turned it over in front of their own bench on the far side of the floor. Left to right on your radio dial, London Gardner has it at the top. Uses a screen, can't get anywhere. Nearly picks up her dribble, now she does. Hands off to Covington, back to Gardner, thought about the three. Dribble drive, stops on the baseline, falling down, air ball. Here comes Bella Paul, ahead for Caden Carr. Good play by one in black. That's Lyric Mitchell on the far side. Forces a jump ball as Caden Carr was trying to push up the floor. Possession arrow stays with Opelika. Or I guess goes to Opelika. 6:46, third quarter, Auburn 42, Opelika 13. Winner moves on to the area championship. Winner also automatically qualifies for the regional tournament. And a high arcing three, Lyric Mitchell lets it rip from downtown. And just the second made three of the game for Opelika. And they're going to try and slowly cut in to a massive deficit in this second half. Tigers on their second half court set of the third corner. Right to left on your radio dial. Nelms picks up her dribble in front of head coach Courtney Pritchett. Bails out a pass to Caden Carr at the top. Back to the right-hand wing for Anavia. Flushed out is Caden Carr. Down low for Bella. Goes up strong. No call, no shot. As Hannah Shepard comes up with the board. She's falling down. Can't get the putback to fall. Here comes Opelika up the sidelines. Cross-court pass underneath the basket. They work it around, an elbow jumper. I think Hannah Shepard blocked it again. I think she got out there and blocked it with her fingertips. Winfrey ahead for Hannah Shepard. Tries to go outside, falls to the floor, out of bounds, off of Auburn. Hannah Shepard was trying to catch the basketball and whip it to the corner all in one motion and just couldn't quite come up with it. 42-16. Auburn leads Opelika, 5:45 to play third quarter. Opelika in the half court to our right. At the top is Lyric Mitchell. And an offensive foul pass to Kinley Covington. She pushes off to get open, and an offensive foul. We're going the other way. .5:35 to play, third quarter. Auburn leading 42-16, varsity girls game. Anavia thought about the left wing three. Tigers trying to run their offense. Caden Carr at the top. She takes a straightaway three. Can't bank it home. Hannah Shepard pulls down the board. Out to Nouns in the lane. Floater is gone. Anavia Nouns had 10 in that first quarter in the first half and the first quarter. All in the first quarter. There we go. To lead all scores in that first half. She picks up. Back up where she left off with another bucket. Opelika tries to respond with a three. Hannah Shepard pulls down the miss. Here comes Braylee Winfrey. Ahead for Anavia. Goes up strong and good for two. That's a beautiful bucket pass by Braylee Winfrey to find Anavia Nels. And the Tigers are back up by 30. Opelika, top of the semicircle. Covington, step back. Wild shot from three. Tried to bank it home. And Nels pulls down the board. Right to left on your radio dial. Here comes Anavia. Kicks to the near corner. Winfrey for three. Touches the rafters but won't fall. And the long rebound fought for by Anavia now. She can't quite get there. And it's out of bounds on Auburn. 46-16. Auburn leads Opelika as Bella Paul will sit down. Jalen White will come in. Pearl Simmons will step in for Anavia now as well. Five on the floor for head coach Courtney Pritchett, Pearl Simmons, Brady Winfrey, Hannah Shepard, Jalen White, and Caden Carr on defense in the half court to the right. Inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. As the Dogs have it underneath the basket, trying to work it back to the far corner they do. Thought about the left wing three, cross court pass here in front of us. Dribble on the baseline, cut off by Pearl Simmons. Brings it back to the top. We approach four to play in the third quarter. Opelika running the offense, gets to the baseline, drives on Hannah Shepard and swatted away. The second block shot by Shepard in the corner. Here come the Tigers, right to left as we look at it. Carr down low, Shepard in the lane, spins inside. Jump shot is no good, but she's fouled. The freshman, Hannah Shepard, will step up to the free throw line and a chance for two the hard way. 3:50 to play, third quarter, 46-16, and the first free throw is good. Auburn looking to move to 3-0 against Opelika this season. As Shepard purely goes 2-for-2. Auburn also looking to extend a 13-game current winning streak against Opelika. Can make it 14, of course, here tonight. Ooh, that's a nasty spin move in the lane. Can't convert on the layup for Opelika was Kimora Johnson. And one and done for the Dogs. Here comes Auburn right to left. Winfrey in the lane. Floater from 4 feet and gets the kiss here at home. Braylee Winfrey. Is it fair to say a quiet 13 points to be the second leading scorer in the game? Well, that's what she's got right now. And Auburn's on a roll. Their biggest lead of the game, it's 34. Dogs in the half court. Ball's at the top. Guarded by Simmons. Winfrey to help. Kicks to the corner and makes them pay. Does Lyric Mitchell. A defensive breakdown by Brandy Winfrey. She came over to help the ball handler, or help with the ball handler. And Opelika knocks down a three. Tigers turn it over in the half court. Here come the Dogs. Poked out from behind. Kicks to the corner. Falling down. Mitchell baseline drive. Throws it off of Pearl Simmons. And I guess she was standing on the baseline. So they're going to say it's out of bounds on Auburn. It stays with Opelika. Four Tigers in. Four Tigers out. For Auburn, Riley Fingers in, Kat Foreman's in. Taylor Plott is in as well. And so is Tristan Pritchett, and Opelika buries a three. As Claire Barber knocks down her second three of the game. And a timeout on the floor. And it's a full, so we'll take one with them. 50-22, Auburn leads Opelika in the varsity girls game. We're back in 30 seconds here on 96.3 W Lee. Stay warm, dry, and ready this hunting season with premium gear from Winter Timber Outdoors. Suit up with the latest Sitka apparel, light and crispy boots, and premium dive bomb waders built for the toughest of hunts. And don't forget the feed. Grab triple clean deer corn, just $8.99 for a 50-pound bag. From the woods to the water, we've got everything you need to elevate your adventure. Winter Timber Outdoors, Auburn Opelika's premier hunting and shooting retailer.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
To 22, Auburn leads Opelika here in the varsity girls game. We're coming out of a timeout. We're about halfway through this third quarter here on 96.3 W. Lee. Area tournament semifinals. Winner moves on. Loser season is over. Caden Carr, the lone starter on the floor right now for Auburn High, with 2.5 minutes to play in the third frame. Hands off at the top. Auburn moving right to left. Kat Foreman had it in the lane. Kicks it back out for Caden Carr. She dribble drives, pulls up from the baseline, or from the free throw line, rather, and Caden Carr gets her first bucket since the first quarter. She's only got 5 for a player who had 34 exactly, against Park Crossing last time we were here. Claire Barber dribble baseline to our right. Kicks it back out. They work it around the world. That's a straightaway 3. Covington can't get it to fall. And Tristan Pritchett pulls down the board. Tries to throw it back to her teammate. Instead throws it to a dog. And then a layup underneath is good by Gabby Brown. And a sub's going to come in. And O'Money's going to come in. 22 and wide. Olivia Quinones will sub in. One of the 5 seniors on this Auburn High girls team. She's in the ballgame for the first time tonight. A fan favorite is O'Money. As Caden Carr has it at the top, feeds it to the left-hand wing. Back out to Carr on the free throw line, extended on the left-hand side. Behind the back dribble, throws down for Riley Finger, who can't convert on the 8-foot floater. And Opelika pulls down the board. 52-24. Auburn leads Opelika. Barber looks for her third made 3 of the game. Can't find it. Opelika cannot come up with the rebound. Out of bounds. It goes to Auburn High. A minute 26 in this third quarter. Auburn it leads 52-24. Here comes Caden Carr. Penetrates the lane. Pulls up from the free throw line. Left it short. Riley Finger with the board. And nearly went out of bounds and saved by Opelika on the baseline, trying to advance the basketball, and they do. 2-on-1 for Opelika. Bounce pass. Claire Barber maybe had her layup blocked, and here come the Tigers again. Right to left on your radio dial. Taylor Plott puts her head down, gets to the lane. All sorts of contact, no call. But the ball's out of bounds, and it stays with Auburn High to our left. As Caden Carl have a seat. Braylee Winfrey back in, the lone starter for Auburn. Baseline right, Kat Foreman throws it in for Riley Finger, fights for it, and a jump ball is called. It'll stay on this end. Again, Kat Foreman, Olivia Quinones, Taylor Plott, Riley Finger, and Braylee Winfrey. Kat Foreman in for Riley. She's got it now underneath, tries to turn in the lane, can't do so. Plott comes up with it on the right-hand wing. Under a minute to play, third quarter. Braylee Winfrey has it. At the top, Tigers call out the offense, leading 52-24. Right free throw line extended. Winfrey down low for Riley Finger. Off the tips of Finger and out of bounds. 43.5 is the clock counting down in this third quarter. Auburn with a commanding lead here over Opelika. Across the 10-second line, left to our right. That was a carry, no call. Dumped down low. That's 4 in black. That's Gabby Brown. Back out for a 3-point shooter. Wasn't ready for it. Ball fought for on the floor. Jump ball should be called. It is. As Plott and Covington are on the floor fighting for it. Possession arrow stays with Opelika to our right. 26 seconds in the third frame. 52-24. Auburn leads. Baseline right, pretty far out from the basket. Dumped down low. Riley Fingers there to defend. Back to the inbounder and fouled on the shot. Riley Fingers going to pick up the foul. And that'll put a Bulldog at the free throw line. It will be McKinley Covington to shoot a pair. And while she does, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Auburn High Sports Network.
96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
First free throw is good for McKinley Covington. And she's got another one coming up. As Alex Anderson is in for Auburn, wearing number 32. She subs in for Plott. And a 1-for-2 trip at the line. Ball knocked out of bounds underneath the basket. They say it stays with Opelika. I'm Jacob Goins. We appreciate you being with us here on the Auburn High Sports Network. However you're tuned in tonight, whether it's on 96.3 W. Lee on your radio dial, 963WLEE.com, or that Radio Alabama app. However you're tuned in, we appreciate you being along for the ride. Opelika kicks to Claire Barber off the inbound, wide open three, no good. And the rebound comes down to Opelika. They'll take another one. They'll miss another one. And Winfrey pulls down the board. 10 seconds to go. She pushes up the floor. Right to left on your radio dial. In the lane. Splits the defenders and the layup is good. Braylee Winfrey.
Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area. And thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Start of the fourth quarter between Auburn and Opelika. Lady Tigers and Lady Dogs for the third time this year, for the final time this year, as Auburn trying to take down Opelika, qualify for the area championship game, and also qualify for the regional tournament as well. We got 8 minutes to go, and Auburn with a big lead here on their home floor. Left to right goes Opelika, and a travel at the top. Good defense by Reagan Smalls as 21 in black hits the floor. And no running clock yet. Again, 30-point lead is a running clock. And it's also postseason, so I don't know if they actually would do a running clock in postseason play or not. I can't remember from last year. What a pass! Claire Barber tries to dump it down low. The layup comes up just a bit short by Morgan Allen. And Opelika throws it away. Tried to throw it ahead and threw it underneath the basket out of bounds into head coach Courtney Pritchett's office. And so Auburn will get the basketball right back with 7:38 to play in the ball game. 54-25, Auburn leads. And Tigers have just had such a good night and such a good season. 2-0 against Opelika. A 13-game win streak against Opelika. Tigers come into tonight with an 11-game win streak on the season. Our last loss was all the way back on December 30th against North Laurel. So Auburn has not lost a game in the calendar year, as Auburn, after getting possession off the turnover, a dribble drive puts Reagan Smalls at the free throw line. So she'll step up, three and white will. Can give Auburn a 30-plus lead here with 7.5 to play in the ball game, and does so on the first. A reminder, this is just the first game of our coverage. Not tonight, the only game tonight, but we're heading to Central Phoenix City tomorrow as the Auburn High boys will take on Opelika as well at Phoenix City in game two in that area semifinals. Reagan goes 2-for-2 at the line. Nicely done from three and white. And Auburn has a 31-point lead with 7 minutes to play in the ball game. Opelika left to right on your radio dial. They'll kick it to the lane. That's a free throw line jumper too strong. Rebound comes down to Opelika. In the corner, Lyric Mitchell threw it away. Here comes Jada Williams all by herself, and a push from behind. A retreat by Opelika's Kaylee Dowdell, who helps Jada off the floor. And 10 and white will head to the free throw line. Just a tough foul, tough play by 24. And we say it all the time, man. If you're going to foul, do it right. Don't let them make the bucket. And so that'll put Jada Williams at the free throw line. She had an and-one conversion in the first half and steps up and knocks down the first. here at the line. Jada Williams, Reagan Small, Sophie Arrington, Morgan Allen, and Keely Levitt, the five on the floor for Auburn High in this fourth quarter. We do have a running clock, just so we know, 57-25 running clock as we approach 6 minutes to play. Second free throw, no good. Long rebound, Jada tracks it down. Far side of the floor, gets to the baseline. Floater is no good, but she's fouled again. And the bench going crazy for Jada Williams, a junior guard on this team. She's so much fun to watch when she gets in, man. She feeds off the other guards on this team. Tons of energy. Gets coached harder than probably anybody on this team from head coach Courtney Pritchett as the first one dies on the back iron and drops. And she's just a ball of energy as 10 and white. As Auburn's lead is now 33 and make it 34. Good stuff from Jada Williams. Has 6 points tonight for Auburn. And a 34-point lead. Lyric Mitchell at the top, guarded by Sophie Arrington. Lost it. Now picks it up on the high volleyball line. Gets to the lane and cannot convert the layup. And Auburn pulls down the rebound. Sophie Arrington trying to accelerate. All sorts of pressure by Lyric Mitchell, trying to get it across the timeline to avoid the 10-second call. She does. And Arrington, Euro step, left the layup short with the finger roll. Ball is contested. It's fought for. Jump ball. Arrow goes to Auburn. With the season on the line, man, Auburn came in and has handled business tonight against Opelika. Auburn 59, Opelika 25. Tigers with a baseline left. They dump it down to Keely Levitt. Power dribble off the backboard. And Keely Levitt kisses it off the window. Another Tiger in the scoring column. And Auburn has broke 60 here at home. They broke 70 both times they played Opelika. They're threatening to do it again. Opelika can't come up with a tough shot in the lane. And Auburn pulls down the rebound again. 4:10 to play. Right to left on your radio dial. Jada Williams, another dribble drive. Left the layup short. Tipped around by Morgan Allen and in the hands of an Opelika Bulldog. 3-on-1. Now 3-on-2. Williams gets back and fouls from behind. And just the first foul on Auburn. And that one's on the floor. So it'll be an inbound for Opelika.
And for Auburn, number 21, Taylor Plott, number 24, Tristan Pritchett.
Auburn on their way to the area championship game where they won it last year. Right here on this very floor at home, man. Doesn't get better than that. And you're on your way to sweeping Opelika this season. Opelika gets fouled on a layup attempt off the inbound. And so they've got two free throws coming up. Does Opelika 34? That's McKenzie Wynn. So McKenzie Wynn steps up. For a pair at the free throw line. Again, that clock running as we approach 3 minutes. First free throw is good. McKenzie Wynn is out there for the Dogs on the free throw line. Kat Foreman comes in, fire and ice. We'll sub in. Reagan Smalls will sit down. And Jada Williams subs out as Alex Anderson, 32 and white, is back in. Second free throw. My win is good. Two and a half to play in the ballgame. Auburn 61, Opelika 27. Sophie will walk it across the blue and white Auburn High A. Tigers in the half court, right to left, join your radio dial. Kick to Foreman on the left-hand wing. Screen by Arrington to the lane. Foreman kicks and hits the floor hard. And a travel called on Auburn High. Kat Foreman, she did the right move and kicked it to the wing, but a travel was called before the pass was completed. 61-27, 2:01 to play in the ball game. Opelika has it left to right on your radio dial. Right-hand wing, kick to the corner for Barber. Thought about the three. Gets cut off on the baseline, trying to work it around the rainbow. Left her open, didn't take it. Swings it to the top. Now bounce pass into Claire Barber. Dumped down low and a turnover. Kat Foreman comes up with the steal. Gives it to Sophie Arrington. Here come the Tigers with 95 seconds to play in the ballgame. 61-27, and Auburn can milk some clock and will prepare for an area championship game on Friday night. Tigers in the half court to our left. Arrington has it at the top. Pump fake floater by Arrington, too strong. Rebound by the Tigers, stolen away on the layup attempt. And here comes Opelika. Left to right on your radio dial with 1:10 to play. Claire Barber in the far corner in front of her own bench. Whips a pass down low. Spin around, throw it out. Thought about the three. Dribbles in the lane. Elbow jumper too strong. Kat Foreman on the board. And tries to advance it, and she does, into the hands of 21 in white. That is Taylor Plotz. Kat Foreman in the far corner. Cross-court pass underneath. Wide open on the layup, too strong. Rebound knocked around, and Opelika pulls it down with under a minute to play. Under a minute to play. Opelika has it, and Tigers are feeling it here at home. A tough shot in the lane. Floater won't fall. Rebound knocked around. Fought for. Opelika comes up with it. And the third attempt is there. As 34, that is Wynn. She's got four. And a quick substitution timeout for Auburn High. As Olivia Quinones comes in, Omani will sub in for Sophie Arrington. Clock counting down. With 20 seconds to play, 61-29, Auburn leads Opelika. Tigers have it in the half court for what could be the final time as Plott dribbles it off her feet into the backcourt and an over and back violation. Over and back. 7 seconds and now five counting down. Opelika will take their time on the inbound. And this game is over. Auburn a winner, 61-29. Auburn takes down Opelika for the third time this year. The Tigers advance to the area championship game and send the Dogs home for good. Stick around. We'll have the post-game show coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Your Auburn High Lady Tigers, a winner tonight over Opelika, 61-29 in the varsity girls game of the area semifinals. Auburn sweeps Opelika for the back-to-back seasons, goes 3-0 against the Dogs this year. Now a 14-game winning streak against the Dogs, but most importantly, Auburn saves the season and moves on to the area championship game. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, and we sit down with senior guard for the Auburn High Tigers. Anavia Nelms joins us on the post-game show for the first time. Anavia, congratulations on your performance tonight. Congratulations on the win. What's it mean to beat Opelika and move on to the area championship game?
It feels really good, you know, to keep that streak going and able to come out here and get this dub. You know, it's win or go home, so that's what we just did.
Yeah, well, I was talking in the pregame show about the previous two games against Opelika. They were big margins of victory, but I was hoping you guys would kind of put those away and just focus on tonight. How difficult was that, and what was the message coming into this game this evening?
I know, just probably lock in, you know? And just take care of the ball and score when we need to and slow down on our offense.
I would say y'all did that. You had 14 tonight, Navia. That's really good. 10 of those came in the fourth quarter, or the first quarter, rather, where your team set the precedent. You had a big lead early, and you were able to hold on and take a big win, 61-29. And now you move on to the area championship game where you automatically qualify for the regional tournament as well, and you're going to play one of these two teams who's on the floor right now, Central or Smith Station. Do you have a preference? Which one do you want to play?
We really want to play some competition.
play some competition. What does that look like? I mean, y'all had some good games in non-area, a couple good games. The Central game on the road was a one-point win where you hit the winning free throw. So maybe you want a little Central revenge. Huh?
Yeah,
maybe another
Central.
Game against Central?
Yes.
Yeah, it would be right here on Friday night on your home gym. Anavia, we really appreciate the time you joining us here on the postgame show. Again, congratulations on the win, and we will. We'll see you on Friday night.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Anavia Nelms joining us here on the postgame show. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up. Maybe grab head coach Courtney Pritchett as well here on 96.3 W Lee.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Tzatziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Auburn, get ready to hop into happiness at Sweet Frog Premium Frozen Yogurt. Choose from tons of crave-worthy flavors and pile on your favorite toppings because you're the boss. Try our new refreshing acai bowls or treat yourself to Oreo Froyo sandwiches that seriously wow. Looking for lighter, dairy-free options? We've got Dole Whip sorbet and sugar-free yogurt too. Come celebrate birthdays and special moments in our gathering space next door. Sweet Frog Auburn, where every cup is your perfect mix. Hop in today.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank. Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank. Champions of you. Member FDIC. Online at auburnbank.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee.
All right, welcome back here to Auburn High School as the Tigers take down the Dogs 61-29 in the varsity girls game. And if you're a frequent listener here on the Auburn High Sports Network, you're probably thinking, hey, we got another game coming up, right? Not necessarily. We're actually about to wrap up here on the Auburn High Sports Network. We got head coach Courtney Pritchett making his way here to the table. He's going to sit and talk with us for just a few minutes about this game tonight and an area championship game coming up on Friday. But the varsity boys for Auburn High actually play tomorrow. That's right. So when the area tournament comes along, they spread this thing out, right, especially since they're happening at two separate locations. So Auburn High girls got to host as the one seed. The Central Phoenix City boys get to host as the one seed. So we're on the road tomorrow at Phoenix City, but playing Opelika. That's right, in the varsity boys game. That's the 2-3 game. So looking forward to that one. We will have the broadcast for you here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Semifinal game tomorrow will be, again, against Opelika at Central with a 6:30 start time. That is Central now. That is 6:30 Central time, even though we're in that Eastern time zone over there. So Auburn and Opelika in the varsity boys game, area semifinals tomorrow at 6:30. Then the girls area championship game, now confirmed, your Auburn High Tigers will be in it. They're going to play the winner of the game that's about to start right here in front of us, Smith Station and Central Phoenix City. We'll have the area championship game right back here at Auburn High School at 5:30 on Friday, okay? And then, if the Auburn High boys are victorious tomorrow, which I talked to some of them before the game, they said they're feeling good, they're feeling confident that they are going to win tomorrow night, so hopefully they do, and if they do, we'll have the boys' area championship game coming up Saturday here on 96.3 W Lee, starting at 5:30. So the girls, here's kind of the situation for them, okay? The Auburn High varsity girls are now moving on to the area championship game. They also automatically qualify for the regional tournament, which is basically, for those of you who are familiar with the NCAA basketball tournament, that's your Sweet 16, that's your round of 16, right? So Auburn automatically qualifies for that. So the area championship game, you can lose that and still play postseason basketball. Your season does not end. Today was the one you had to win to keep playing. That game on a Friday, yes, is for an area trophy, but it's also for seeding in that regional tournament too. So it's kind of weird, kind of funky, but that's where we are. Okay, Auburn, the Tigers a winner tonight over Opelika 61-29 in the varsity girls game. And I'll tell you what, we'll take another break. We'll come back, see if we can snag head coach Courtney Pritchett again. He was talking to his team and then making his way here. So we want to make sure we get him on the air. We speak with him before we pack up and watch a little bit of this game before I head out of here. But we'll then be at Phoenix City tomorrow for Auburn and Opelika on the varsity boys. So we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to DeSeekies in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W Lee. Go Tigers!
The Auburn High Lady Tigers, big winners tonight over Opelika, 61-29 in the area semifinals. I'm Jacob Goins with you on 96.3 W Lee. And as promised, we've got the head coach of Auburn High School girls basketball, Coach Courtney Pritchett. Coach, congratulations on the win. Another win against Opelika and another appearance in the area championship game. How's that feel?
It feels good. It feels good. It's always a blessing to be able to continue to play. And there are a lot of teams whose season ended, you know, this week. So,
yeah,
and I'm grateful. The girls are grateful to continue to be able to play this game. And so I want to, you know, put together a good plan for Friday and be ready to go.
With a game like this where you go from area games that are obviously important to a couple of non-area games that you just tune up, and then all of a sudden, boom, a week off and the game of the season, you have to win to move on. Is there any added pressure? Did you feel that from your team this week?
Well, I think we kind of had a pretty good formula this year because we played Park Crossing.
It
was our last game before we went into area
and smoked them, so, by the way.
Yeah, well, yeah, now that was a
a good team, too.
Yeah, that was a good team, and that we played very well. And so I think that kind of helped us be prepared. And then we went into this week like kind of trying to get the girls to forget that whatever happened during the regular season.
Yeah.
Because that's not the same team that you'll see in area play. That's not the same team you'll see when the tournament starts. When their season is on the line, when it's, you know, it's, they can kind of sense that, hey, we may be going home, they play harder. So, you know, they did that tonight. Opelika played hard. It was a close first quarter.
It was.
They hit some shots in the second and third. So.
You move on to the area championship game again. That game Friday night, 5:30, here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. We'll have the broadcast for you here on the Auburn High Sports Network on 96.3 W Lee. You're going to play one of these two teams, Coach, that are about to begin, Smith Station and Central. I would ask if you have a preference. Is there a team that you're looking out for, one that you maybe match up better against or worst against? I mean, the game against Central at Central was a one-point game. I was talking to Anavia Nelms about that a moment ago.
Yeah, I mean, she hit a game-winning free throw.
Yeah,
with 0.1 second left on the clock. And so, you know, yeah, Central will guard you. You know, they'll be aggressive. You know, they can score. They've got really good players all over the floor, and so we've got to be prepared. And they're athletic as all get out. And, you know, Jabria is, you know, one of the best kids in our state. So we just got to be prepared, you know, put together a good game plan and match their intensity.
Head coach Courtney Pritchett of the Auburn High girls team with us on the Auburn High Sports Network. One more question, and we'll let you go and wrap up the broadcast. How weird is that area championship game? Because you're playing for a trophy, you're playing for bragging rights, but you can lose and still move on in postseason play. How do you get your team ready? How do you handle that as a head coach where there's so much at stake, but it's not win or go home?
Yeah, we don't even talk to them about it.
Really?
I mean, the kids that are in tune to how the Alabama High School works and, you know, how 7A works, they know. But
yeah,
you know, there are a few kids on that bench that have no clue. They think that if we don't win this area tournament, that it's over. So we kind of, you know, that's the kind of the approach. And then this will also be our sixth straight area championship if we can win. And so that gives us a little piece of history that the girls are actually working towards. So they're excited about that as well.
Well, that's going to be a lot of fun. Again, Friday night on this floor, on this radio station, 5:30. Auburn High will take on either Smith Station or Central Phoenix City for an area championship. Seating on the line, too, for the regional tournament as well. So a lot happening on Friday night. Head coach Courtney Pritchett of the Auburn High girls, we appreciate your time. Congratulations on the win, and we'll see you here on Friday.
All right, go Tigers.
Go Tigers. That is head coach Courtney Pritchett of the Auburn High girls as the Tigers get a big win over Opelika tonight, 61-29 on the hardwood. And again, the Tigers advance to the area championship game on Friday. They'll play Central or they'll play Smith Station, so really looking forward to what that game will be coming up on Friday evening. That is our next broadcast. Well, actually, no, it's not. That's a lie. Our next broadcast is tomorrow. That's right, tomorrow night at Central Phoenix City, the Auburn High boys taking on Opelika in the area semifinals. It's the same thing we had right here, just playing at Phoenix City for the varsity boys game. So we're going to have that broadcast for you here on the Auburn High Sports Network on 96.3 WLEE, 963WLEE.com, and the Radio Alabama app with a 6:30 scheduled start. We're the second game, so that could kind of fluctuate, but just plan on being right here at 6:30 tomorrow night, Central Time, as Auburn and Opelika in a win-or-go-home game where the boys split their two regular season meetings. So it should be a lot of fun, and we're going to have it for you here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Auburn High girls, a winner tonight, 61-29 over Opelika. Send the dogs home and move on to the area championship game. We'll see you tomorrow in Phoenix City, on Friday right back here at Auburn High School. And until then, I'm Jacob Goen saying stay safe and go Tigers.
Thanks for listening to Auburn High School Basketball.
Presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, and Gooch Performing Arts Center.
Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Mountain High Outfitters, Gutter Pro, and University Ace Hardware. See the broadcast schedule
at 963WLEE.com.
And follow the Auburn High Tigers here
on 96.3 WLEE.
This has been an Auburn Networks production.